Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of April 2020. Supreme Court has held that the power exercised by the governor of Madhya Pradesh to convene the assembly for a floor test cannot be regarded as constitutionally improper. Supreme Court has held that medical oxygen IP and nitrous oxide IP should be taxed as drugs under Entry 88 of the Andhra Pradesh Value Added Tax Act, 2005, and not as unclassified goods. Rajasthan High Court has waived the condition of furnishing two surety bonds by each inmate for their release on parole, considering these peculiar circumstances of a nationwide lockdown, observing that otherwise the purpose of the order of parole would be frustrated. Madras High Court has lauded the government for taking timely steps and creating mobile isolation wards in train coaches, while dismissing a plea seeking a direction to the government not to convert carriages into hospitals and further to increase the number of private hospitals to provide medical aid to the corona-infected patients. Delhi High Court has agreed with the decision of the high-powered committee to do away with sureties and release the under-trial prisoners on bail upon furnishing a personal bond. Delhi High Court has allowed a family to reoccupy a floor of the property, which was securitized by IIFL Home Finance Limited under Section 14 of Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Securities Interest Act, 2002, due to the extraordinary circumstances caused by the nationwide lockdown. Delhi High Court has denied interim bail to a person who wanted to take care of his family as his father has been quarantined due to COVID-19. The court has reasoned that the petitioner's father had already completed 7 days in quarantine and is left with only 7 more days for the quarantine period to be completed. Thereafter, there's a possibility of the situation improving. Delhi High Court has refused to grant bail to a person arrested for alleged involvement in violence committed during Delhi riots. The court has highlighted that no offence under Section 3 of the Prevention of Damage to Public Property Act, 1984 is made out against the petitioner for the reason that all the properties which have been alleged to be torched or rioted were not the government property. Bombay High Court has passed an interim order that the lockdown period must be excluded from computing the 90 days for declaring a loan account as non-performing asset, NSA. Bombay High Court has asked the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare to consider starting a rapid antibody-based test for COVID-19 considering the results of the said test are obtained in 30 minutes. Bombay High Court has upheld Rule 2.24 of the Rules of Legal Education, 2008, which prevents centers of legal education from imparting education without obtaining approval of the Bar Council of India. Bombay High Court has directed the Medical Board at Government Medical College and Hospital, Chandrapur, to give an opinion regarding arrangements that can be made to terminate the pregnancy of a 12-year-old rape survivor and the possibility of the 23-week-old baby to be born alive. Bombay High Court has held that a litigant cannot be permitted to defeat an arbitration agreement by adding a cause of action in the suit which is not covered by the arbitration clause. Bombay High Court has permitted Pune resident to travel by road to Assam to attend the final rites of his father who died of a heart attack on the 5th of April. 2020. Bombay High Court has observed that taking of timely awareness steps can avoid drastic measures such as application of the National Security Act, 1980 against those obstructing health workers treating COVID-19. Madras High Court has dismissed a petition filed against exemption granted to the print media from the nationwide lockdown, holding that mere apprehensions that newspapers may carry the coronavirus cannot be the basis for restricting the right to information of the citizens. Calcutta High Court has asked the West Bengal government to report to the court the steps taken so far to contain the spread of the COVID-19 virus and the facilities that are available for testing of patients. Allahabad High Court has taken SUOMA to cognizance of the issue of financially weak advocates and registered advocate clerks, who are now on the verge of starvation due to loss of court work in face of the lockdown. Karnataka High Court has dismissed a petition filed challenging a government circular, directing electricity supply companies to issue average consumption bills for April 2020. The court has imposed a cost of 50,000 rupees on the petitioners. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to extend relief under the Maitri scheme for transgenders immediately on receiving applications from all eligible members of the community. Karnataka High Court has pulled up the Brihat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palike, BBMP, for not putting in systematic efforts to ascertain how many migrants, homeless people, and stranded people are on the streets or are squatting on public places such as below the flyovers, in Bengaluru City. Kerala High Court has sought the response of the central government on a public interest litigation seeking directions for the repatriation of Indian citizens stranded in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, due to COVID-19 situation. Rajasthan High Court has held that investigation based on a private complaint about corruption cannot be conducted against public servants for want of sanction to prosecute from the government. The complaint cannot stand against private individuals also. Rajasthan High Court has allowed the plea of a forced sex worker to abort her fetus, treating her mental agony to be equal to that of a victim of rape. Jammu and Kashmir High Court have sought a detailed account of financial and administrative intricacies involved in the shifting of the capital from Jammu to Srinagar, Darbar move, amid the impending threat of COVID-19 pandemic. Jammu and Kashmir High Court have asked the administration of both the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh to file a status report on the issue of restoration of 4G internet services in the valley. Orissa High Court has observed that until the availability of essential commodities at walkable distance is ensured by the state, an absolute ban on vehicles is not justifiable amidst the lockdown. Guwahati High Court has stayed the bail order of National Investigation Agency Court, Assam, which refused to extend the period of investigation beyond 90 days in a case under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967, UAPA. Against Akhil Gogoi, founder secretary of the Assam-based peasant organization Krishak Mukti Sangram Samiti, KMSS. Telangana High Court has issued notice on a plea to direct the Union of India and the state of Telangana to provide for free of cost diagnosis and treatment to patients suffering from COVID-19 at private medical laboratories and private medical establishments. Chhattisgarh High Court has directed the state government to undertake intensive search operations to locate the persons who have returned from the Tablighi Jamaat meeting in Delhi's Nizamuddin, as they may be potential carriers of the COVID-19 infection. Manipur High Court has notified the procedure for refiling and hearing of urgent cases through video conferencing via video application in a measure to reduce the need for the physical presence in court premises to prevent the spread of COVID-19 pandemic. Union Ministry of Corporate Affairs has clarified that contributions made to the Chief Minister's Relief Fund or State Relief Fund for COVID-19 do not qualify as admissible corporate social responsibility, CSR, expenditure under Schedule 7 of the Companies Act, 2013.